Patrolman Frank W. Whitby, Jr., end of watch, May 5, 1974. Early on the afternoon of April 6, 1974, Patrolman Frank Whitby and Carl Greenidge answered the call for a man named Luke James, who was shooting wildly in the 1900 block of East Lanvale Street. They tracked James down to a row house and went inside. The long, narrow hallways that are characteristic of Baltimore architecture proved to be a fatal funnel for Officer Whitby. As the officers entered, Whitby in front with Greenidge close behind, found themselves on the opposite end of the hallway from James, who was still armed. The only safety was in retreat, and as the officers tried to escape, James fired, striking Whitby in the back. Whitby made the supreme sacrifice by using his own body to shield Greenidge while shoving him out through the door to safety. James would eventually surrender to negotiators, but a month later, on May 5th, 1974, at 7:05 a.m., Whitby would die from his wounds.